As we continue our celebrations of Samoan Language Week on Pacific Mornings, we cross now live to Hawaii to speak with Executive Director and Founder of Le Fetuau Samoan Language Centre in Hawaii, Elisabetta Alaimaleata, who joins us now via Zoom. Malosoi fuelaususunga, Elisabetta. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Pacific Mornings.
Aloha and talo falava from the Aloha State of Hawaii. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I know this week is such a memorable event for all of us Samoans living in New Zealand and even in Australia. So thank you for having me.
And firstly, Elisabetta, we always have to ask, what are the villages you're representing this morning, sister?
Well, thank you for the question. I represent both, American Samoa and even Tutuila. Actually, my family is from Sava'i, from Satupaitea. I'm the granddaughter of Asiata Yakopo and Muta'anga Asiata. So my other side in Sava'i is in the village of Sasina with the Leasi family with my father, and Le Satele family in Satawa Sava'i. And also, I believe we also have links to Neyafu as well as, Falilima. So my family in Tutuila, I grew up there, and my whole educational life was in American Samoa. So I'm a product of American Samoa Department of Education. And we reside in the village of Alofau, which is the eastern side of the island of Tutuila. So currently right now, we live in the state of Hawaii. We've been here with my family since 1998. All of my children, five of them, were born and raised here in the state of Hawaii. So here in Hawaii, but I'm still doing the work with preserving and maintaining our Samoan language and culture with our people here.
Amen, amen, amen. With that, tell us about this amazing Samoan Language Centre, Le Fetuau Samoan Language Centre in Hawaii. How did it all come about, Elisabetta?
Well, in 2008, that's when my twin boys were born. My work in the University of Hawaii, I was there as a faculty for 12 years, was providing assistance with the Native Hawaiian community with language preservation and maintenance work. So through my travel with the Outer Islands and just observing and seeing how the Hawaiian community thrives through their language and culture, I was able to understand how important the work was with the charter schools. A lot of the Samoan, a lot of the Hawaiian communities have established Hawaiian language charter schools here. So part of my work as a University of Hawaii faculty was working with, the administration to identify ways to help teach Hawaiian language to children. So with the immersion schools as well, where no English is spoken, all of the subject matters are taught in Hawaiian, and also everything in Hawaiian, even the curriculum is written in Hawaiian. So just walking through those schools really gave me the thought, oh my goodness, I have my children born and raised here. I need to start something with our own children, with our own kids, the Samoan population in Hawaii. So that's when I started in 2008. But the foundation of Le Fetuau started from the Ekale Siametutisi at the time when Reverend Nutele Va'ena was the minister there. I had to request permission from our church to start an after-school reading program. I noticed as I was selected as the director of A'onga Sa, the children are being taught in English, and and they're using the Samoan Bible. Majority of the kids were struggling, and even the fact of being taught, you know, Samoan Bible stories, but yet they don't know the language, not even the basics and understanding the foundation of how language is established from the basics all the way to being able to be fluent speakers. So that's how it all started. It started from a church Sunday school, and now it's becoming a state service provider for after-school programs here with the public education. So Lefetuau is the only Samoan community-based approach that is now offering after-school, summer school, and even break times for the state of Hawaii, where public school children use us and we deliver the service of educating them. So we're very fortunate here. And Hawaii Department of Education funds, you know, our teachers, you know, compensates our time for the teachers, as well as providing us the supplies, the equipment, and everything that we need. We also became a mentor to some of the Micronesian communities. The Chuuk organization here started their language school and even their heritage cultural, you know, program in here in Hawaii because of us. We invited them to join our language, Samoan language classes, and they learned Samoan. And it's through those ideas really inspired them to start their own. So the community-based approach is such a unique, as you know, concept that we need to supplement the education and academic development of our children here in the state of Hawaii. So that's more like the story of how it all started. And now my children are big now. A lot of, three of my kids are now studying in the university. They've established their career in the military through the U.S. Coast Guard, one of them. And my other daughter is in medical school. The twin brother, I have twin boys. They're both 22 right now. And the other one will be entering civil engineering. I'm studying with the University of Hawaii, Manoa. So I see the value of Ngangana Samoa and instilling the culture with the children so that their foundation in their identity development is strong. It's you know, already been established from us, the parents and the community. You know that saying, it takes a whole village to educate a child. And I think if we think about it, our journey living in a society where English is spoken every time, we need to establish that space. So with Lefetuau Samoan Language Center's approach, we are a unique community-based approach. We recently received the Unsung Hero Award with the state of Hawaii amongst 90 organizations here in the state. And we are so grateful with the support from our government leaders and everyone. We see the value of this work. And I can say that Ngangana Samoa and even teaching our children the importance of our culture can inspire them and do more in the future. Yes. With the state of Hawaii, under the federal government, a lot of the jobs that's offered in the government here in the United States of America, they actually require, they give you more points to be hired in the position if you speak another language other than English. So it's, you know, speaking another language other than English is important to a lot of the workforce right now within the U.S.
That's incredible. Elizabeth, how many, you know, children do you currently have on the roll at Lefetuau?
Well, currently right now, we serve three church organizations. These are huge church organizations, and each of them have close to 30. So we serve over 50 students at the moment for our summer classes. All of our classes are offered virtual. So we have you know, we do all of our classes via Zoom because of COVID.
And the feedback, because I'm assuming that, well, the majority of your students, you know, would be from Samoan families. Ole a se, you know, se tala mai mātua tamaiti, you know, that they have this wonderful mea sina for them to au, you know, mea whasa moa, ngana, you know, all those beautiful things about our culture. Ole a tala mātua.
Fia mātua. E tele to tele fo yo matua e a foi. E tala no mai ma faso mai maloi mata. E loa ai lo lato loto ma le nganga ma ma fo fau. Ua yei se ava noa. E awa o ia lato whanau. You know, they've attended public schools. They missed out throughout that whole time. And now they see there is learning space for their children, and they are so grateful. They're very happy about it. All of our classes are free, so we have children connected from other parts of the US, and even some of the students in New Zealand, they would connect with us as well.
So with that, what's the feedback from the students? Or anitala, you know, of the you know, tupulanga that you know, that take your visingas online, Elisabetta?
They are excited. You can tell as a teacher when you see that the children are attentive and also very passionate with what's been taught in class. They're always on time. We connect via Zoom like 10 o'clock and they're already waiting like, you know, 30 or 15 minutes before class. When you enter the Zoom session, you can easily tell that these kids are hungry. They're very, they really want to learn. And, you know, we require them to have one class a day, and then we give the opportunity for other children to attend the second and the third session. Some of them, they come early in the morning at 9 o'clock and say, can we attend all the three sessions? And we tell them, yes, you can. But, you know, those are things that we can tell that these children are hungry for the language. They're hungry to learn. And we are so grateful.
Elisabetta, what about for you and the team of teachers? What does it mean to you to be able to pass on this mea sina of our Samoan culture to the next generation?
All of us have been working in this project since 2008. And many times, many years, we've been working for free. And for us, we are passionate with the work because we see the extinction of our Samoan language. So it's very, very important for all of us to work together to help our community preserve and maintain our ngangana Samoa. If you look at it from your perspective as a parent, for myself as a parent, when I ask the question, are my children ready to take on the responsibility in my family as to become a matai, to, you know, look over obligations with our land, with our family, family obligations to have a title. To me, when I look at my children, they don't have it yet. And it's very important for us to understand when we live this earth, our children are ready to take over and continue the work that our ancestors, our Samoan Tamaitina had done, you know, for us in the past. So, you know, our teachers are excited. They never say no when I ask as a leader, we are going to start our programs here, will you be available? They're always available. And, you know, my hat's off to them because a lot of them do not get the recognition. And we want to acknowledge all of our Ngangana Samoa teachers. Without them, none of this will happen. They are the, you know, the jewel, you know, in this work. And it's very important for us leaders and all and everyone involved in this work to please, you know, fa mo mo fa ta wa ta to fa ya ongoling ngan sa mo very important.
And finally, whanaumule lava, Elisabetta, because of course here in New Zealand, you know, vaiasungana Samoa, what is the encouragement, le whasoa, you know, talafiso swani mo le tātou tupulanga nei New Zealand, as with your students, that le atau mawhai e au auina lātou, you know, miasina le ngangana, whasimana, you know, the culture of New Zealand. What's an encouragement for those of our, you know, New Zealand-born or Hawaiian-born or Australian-born that want to learn more about their beautiful and rich Samoan culture?
Very important for our youth to remember your language and your culture is your identity. And for us to uphold and instill that identity in our minds and in our souls and in our hearts, you have to you have the obligation to learn and to have Samoa. You have to learn our language and our culture. It's the future. You are the generation right now. You are the future of our community, and we depend on you to continue the work that we are currently doing at this time.
Executive Director and Founder of Le Fetuau Samoan Language Centre in Hawaii, Elisabetta Alai Maleata. Elisabetta, so blessed this morning. Whaftai tele lava, ya te oi sister, and to you and the rest of the team with the ongoing work that you do and, you know, building up our next generation in Hawaii. You know, God bless. Whaamunuia tele lea tu ya te oi, and ia manuia lava lea so whaftai tele lava.
Yeah, manuia lava le vaiaso le ngan Samoa.